And what is the figure you've settled on for standard fee to a NED in the current year? Like, give us the numbers on the increase you're proposing.
Yeah, does somebody have those numbers? I've got the 2007 numbers in front of me.
No, going forward.
I know.
Yeah.
David, you...
Oh, this is... Sorry. It is. You've actually said the specific figure in the report, have you? That what you're proposing to increase it to after we approve this.
Is it in there, David?
Okay.
Page 88.
Now, normally when boards do this, they usually throw in the extra thing saying, we're also looking to have the flexibility to add another director. You haven't mentioned that, Jim. You have no intention of adding any more non-executive directors using this extra headroom?
No, as I indicated in my initial remarks, we are taking into consideration a number of the suggestions made by CGI and others. One of those suggestions is to look to the balance of non-executive directors vis-a-vis executive directors. So certainly that's one of the issues we're going to be looking at.
Okay, well, I'd recommend the shareholders vote in favour of this. As a general rule in Australia, I think non-executive directors are underpaid, and that's one of the reasons why we see too few of them doing too much, because they have to do five or six boards to make $1 million. So I think I support this resolution, and I would just politely suggest to Elizabeth that she lighten the load a touch after she gets this increase, because we do need all hands on deck at Babcock from the independents at this point in time.
Thank you, Stephen.